Picasso and Cubism. We mentioned before that when deconstructing everyday objects, faces and landscapes into geometric shapes, Picasso worked without color. He would stick on press cuttings, paper, and other items not previously used in art. In this early period, the absence of color and the use of ochre or gray tones, or even just black and white, were the defining visual features of many Cubist artworks. Over time, Picasso's Cubism evolved to incorporate color as a subjective way to interpret reality, with artists altering natural colors and subjecting them to their own creative will. As we saw with the work of Medardo Rosso, sculpture also underwent a process of renewal. Sculpture, too, was adapted to the new artistic language by Picasso. One of his great contributions to sculpture, both simple and revolutionary at the same time, was the invention of the vacuum, the empty space, used as an integral part of the artwork. Close to you now, you can find his work, Head of a Woman, which uses this very idea. Sculpted work made it necessary to find another way to represent movement, just as in painting. This was done by showing three dimensions simultaneously on a flat surface.